Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, it's always fun searching for love with missed connections. You never know where it'll take you.
Yeah, there's a squirrel-faced man and a McDonald's princess we're looking for.
That's right. Plus, we need to help our listener Jenna out of a tough spot she's in with a friend of hers.
We dive into people having way worse days than you.
That plus a fun game surrounding Justin Timberlake, setting the bar stories, and much, much more.
Welcome to the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Confirmed just about an hour ago. Maybe you went to bed. You didn't know. But yes, former president and now president-elect Donald Trump, now the 47th president of the United States. Like I said, confirmed just about an hour or so ago.
So well, what a night. We kind of missed a lot of what was going on because my husband had to take my son to the ER last night about midnight.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he came home from basketball practice. He's been kind of fighting off a sickness for off and on for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And he came home and he said he had felt like the most intense ear pain that he'd ever felt. And so we were like, okay, well, we're going to urgent care. So yeah. Turns out he just had like a ton of earwax on his eardrum.
Oh, so
took that off.
Kid just needs to clean out his ears.
Apparently, yes. But not and it with made him Q-tips, sick. They said. With Yeah, well, it didn't really, I don't think that contributed to the sickness he's been fighting off because he's, It started off as a really junky cough and now he's just like a snot factory and just kind of been, you know, a little bit miserable with all that. But I was today years old when we learned that earwax can build up and sit on the drum and it's extremely painful. So they
did you ever
got it all off and
did you ever have that better. Friend? Well, that's good. I mean, did you ever have that friend or that kid who either in school or growing up always had, you could like see in their ear and always had
1,000%.
crazy yellow earwax. And sorry,
yes.
I don't want to get too graphic this early in the morning because my gosh, right. That's disgusting. But
sure. But I couldn't see anything. So, and again, they said, do not use Q-tips. That's like the worst thing. So they kind of gave us, I said, okay, well, how do we prevent this from happening again? And they gave us some stuff to try that.
Yeah. You're supposed to like flush it out with like some sort of water or fluid, right?
Some sort of a solution they recommended that can dissolve it. So
yeah. I know doctors say not to use Q-tips.
Yeah,
but they feel so good.
They really do when you twist them.
Yeah. And then the satisfaction when you pull it out and there's stuff on it and you're like, yes.
And they're like, see, I did a good thing. Look at all the clean I'm doing.
Look at what I did.
Yes, exactly.
I'll tell you what.
A doctor.
If you want to really, really feel some sort of way,
yeah,
go down the ear cleaning TikTok wormhole.
Oh, well, because ear candling is like a big thing.
Well,
too.
Ear
people
candling,
say,
sure.
Yeah,
but they have this is where they have like professional doctors who have scopes on the end of their like instruments,
right?
And they don't use Q-tips; they use things that almost looks like one of those old vaudeville hooks that you would grab someone off the stage and pull them side stage, you know.
Yeah.
They have one of those instruments.
Which I feel like normal people shouldn't be able to use.
And that's why they're professionals. But
exactly.
But these videos are so satisfying.
Yeah.
You'll see the camera and you'll see them kind of go down the ear canal. Mm-hmm. And then you'll just see the gold mine. And
right.
Them just and scraping like, and
yes.
Getting it full of stuff and pulling it out. Now, I'll tell you a fun story on my honeymoon. I mean, between all the other fun.
Okay.
So we were over and my wife and I got married and we went on our honeymoon over to Scotland and Ireland, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we were literally in a castle and it had been a day or two and my wife's ears still hadn't adjusted, still hadn't popped from the airplane ride.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, that feeling of when it's like my ears just need to pop.
Yes.
And
it's that pressure.
It's that pressure inside inside your head. And so she's like, okay, I'm going to, okay. We're literally in a castle. And she's like, I'm going to take a Q-tip or I'm going to take a bobby pin because that's all she had. I'm going to stick it in my ear. And then she used the palm of her hand and went bump. And then she goes, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Oh.
And like
immediately regretted
it. Immediate
like immediate
regret. It was like, yeah. No, didn't unclog your ear, but it did make everything a little bit worse. So yeah, that was a bit of an issue this morning, or not this morning. That was a bit of an issue when we went on our honeymoon years ago, but. Yeah, Barb texts in. I feel like Ben is a Dr. Pimple Popper watcher.
Oh, and that would be the next step. After you watch the scraping of the earwax, then you don't move even, on to some pimple popping videos.
Kelly,
just that client, yeah. Round
Kelly,
it out.
You don't even need to try. The algorithm will show it to you.
Oh, great.
The
algorithm was like, oh, you like that? You might
yes,
like this.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And yes, Barb, sometimes those are very satisfying, and they are, it's just like, and you know, honestly, it's kind of a bonding experience between like me and my daughter and maybe my wife. We'll all kind of just sit on the
like,
couch.
We're all freaks. We all like this.
And watch pimple popper
That's
videos.
Great.
And it's just so satisfying. One of those things. So satisfying.
How do we get from, sorry, I really derailed this from, hey, the,
yeah, I had to take my kid to the ER.
Next president to,
oh, well, yeah. And then
we went down this wormhole. Sorry, I derailed it a little bit, but
well,
yeah, that was my night.
But
so we're, I think maybe I got a 2 or 3 hour nap. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, great. We're doing a show. We're talking about earwax and
That's
Dr. Pimple
start.
Popper, and what a great start to the show.
Health corner.
Okay, so a little bit later on in this hour, we'll get to a presidential fact or fiction. It's a game for you and you only, Kelly, so that's good.
It's more learning, really. Let's just be honest. There's learning that happens.
Yeah. Thought we'd play a fun little presidential fact or fiction game
today. Again? So soon? I just wrecked the show moments ago with this.
Listen, we had such fun with it the last time.
We didn't have fun.
That we've got to bring it back.
No, we don't. We really don't.
Fact or fiction, Kelly, here we go. Wendy, are you getting ready to type it into the...
I've got my sights open for research purposes, but so far you haven't asked any questions near what I could find.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Is the only president. Am I speaking slow enough for you?
Yep.
To continue delivering a campaign speech after being shot by their assassin.
False. Fit fact. False. Fact. Fiction.
what are you saying?
It's fact. Sounds true. This sounds really true. You're very convincing.
You're right. Fact.
Really?
Yep. Shot in the chest. Continued his speech while campaigning in Milwaukee for his second term.
Dang.
Yep.
That is... savage.
Yep.
Wow.
All right, next one. Good job, Kelly. You're off to a good start.
That's great. Can we stop there?
Let's stop there. Here we go. George Washington.
Uh-huh.
Presidential fact or fiction. Credited with naming the White House. When asked what he thought of the place.
It's a big White House.
That's a White House.
That sounds so dumb. It's got to be true, right?
Right?
It's got to be true.
Right?
It's not, though, right?
What's your answer?
Fact.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not true.
No.
Fiction, yep. Dude never lived in the White House.
Because, seriously?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, well, no.
I like my house.
No, it was because the Capitol was actually located in Philadelphia and other cities when Washington was president.
Got it.
It didn't move to Washington, D.C. till after GW was already out.
So. We are so learning so much.
Yeah, see, look at this. One
We're
last
learning
one.
Learning so much.
One last one, Kelly. You've been doing so well.
What?
So well.
Ask your question.
Presidential fact or fiction. You can redeem yourself.
No, I can't. And nobody's playing along with me on the text line, by the way, to help me cheat.
No one
is helping.
People are letting you just hang out there
and win. Hanging me out to dry on this one.
Right.
Hanging me out to dry.
Calvin Coolidge.
Who was that?
He was a president. I couldn't tell you which one he was.
Oh, I could. If you gave me enough time to look it up.
Okay, Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah.
Liked to have his head rubbed with petroleum jelly while eating breakfast in bed.
He's the 30th president of the United States, by the way.
All right.
30th president of the United States.
Did the 30th president like to have his head rubbed with petroleum jelly while eating breakfast in bed?
Yeah, I'm going to say true. That sounds true. That sounds nice.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's probably like self-care. Right. You know, it's a stressful job being president. Does he need a little self-care, right?
Little petroleum jelly?
Yeah. It's probably really moisturizing.
Vaseline, if you will.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's Vaseline facial.
Well, you are right.
I'm right.
Yes, you're right.
Self-care.
Look at you.
Self-care with Calvin Coolidge.
Look at you, the 30th president of the United States.
I feel like if there was TikTok back then, he would make amazing videos showing this is my moisturizing routine.
Self-care.
Get ready with me, President Calvin Coolidge edition.
He'd be like, morning peeps. Here we go.
How are we doing today, Patriots? Let's moisturize.
Wait, while you have the Calvin Coolidge Wikipedia page up, what was his wife? Did he have a wife or was he single?
Oh, gosh. You have to give me time to actually read through it. I'm skimming.
All right, anyways,
about a wife.
Let's assume he did.
He probably did.
Like, oh, look, Pookie has... Pookie, what are you wearing today? Well,
get ready with me.
I have fashioned the
curtains. His wife's name was Grace. His wife's name was Grace. Goodhue Coolidge.
All right, there you go. That is your presidential fact or fiction. Kelly did such a great job all three rounds.
Oh, this is funny. So his wife recounted that a young woman sitting next to Coolidge at a dinner party confided to him that she had bet that she could get at least three words of conversation from him without looking at her. He quietly retorted, "You lose." He's got jokes.
Jokes.
And he liked to moisturize.
All right. And he did like to moisturize his scalp with petroleum jelly. All right. So there you go.
Get ready with me, Patreon.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Kelly, explain what a setting the bar story is.
Well, it's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. This one really is something we should be relaying about maybe teenagers or something you'd expect almost maybe to hear about teenagers. Not pigs. But if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving some beers in your garage, allowing your pet pig to get into them and get so drunk, you're doing okay.
Oh, we have drunk pigs?
Yep. It's making a round on TikTok. Her name, Strawberry.
Strawberry the pig?
Yep.
Strawberry the drunk pig?
Got into some leftover beers sitting in the garage and her owners. She broke the cans open, drank a bunch of it.
Ooh.
The owners started filming when they saw her stumbling around outside.
Oh, come on.
Look how many she killed. Like, this is gone, that's gone, that's gone.
Strawberry, what did you do?
They go, Strawberry. Did you hear the snort?
Probably drunk too.
It's like as if the pig was just saying, "Well, you left it out."
I don't know if alcohol has the same effects on animals as it does on humans, but if she was hungover the next day, apparently she seemed fit as a fiddle, according to her owners, and was just like, "Well, hey, what happened yesterday? Anything fun?" Seemed all right.
Okay, good.
Seemed all right.
She bounced back.
Yeah, exactly.
Could handle the hangover. Good stuff.
So again, I feel like this is almost something that we would say about maybe like a teen. Like, hey, don't leave your alcohol out for your teen to maybe get a hold of. Tempt fate or whatever. Give them too much temptation. But didn't think we'd have to say the same thing about pigs.
Nope.
But here we are. So again.
Here we are, friends.
We'll tweet the video out. You can kind of see it. It's pretty funny. At Ben and Kelly Show on X, that is your setting the bar story.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Man, for you, those of you who have a thing about feet, you're going to love this next segment.
Oh, great.
Which, by the way, it's been a while since we've done a video about feet.
I don't think that we need to get those kinds of views.
We get a lot of views.
I know we do.
Our digital department would probably say, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, why don't you do more videos about feet?"
I feel like now it might get flagged, though. I feel dirty.
How about some group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jenna needs some help with this one. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, gotta say, big fan.
Thanks.
My job changed. I'm not able to listen to you live anymore, but I listen to the show on the podcast every day. Love it.
Oh, that's a great option. Thank you.
It is. Anyway, got an issue that I'm hoping for a little help with. About a year ago, I invited my best friend to live with me to help her out during a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
She was going through a divorce from a really awful guy. The thing is, she still hasn't left.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't let on, but it's kind of ruined the friendship for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really become a situation where I feel like I give everything and I'm just her full-time live-in counselor.
Oh, wow.
She tells me how thankful she is for me every day and that I'm all she has. She never worked when she was married, so the idea of finding a job is overwhelming because she has no idea what she's qualified for.
Mm.
But I kind of need my life back, and I just don't know how to get her to stand on her own two feet without feeling like I'm abandoning her.
Mm.
Any advice or direction would be much appreciated. Thanks so much.
Man, that's tough because after the fact now, I mean, you did a great thing. You saw your friend in need. You're like, hey, I've got a place for you. You know, what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. And actually,
and you don't think to put a limit on it.
Yeah, you don't think because they're like, they just need some help. And maybe in the back of your mind, you're thinking, okay, this is temporary. And temporary turns into, indefinite, where you don't see an end.
Lauren in the Facebook comment says, it sounds like she needs resources beyond what you're able to give her. Not sure what the exact situation was with her ex-husband, but there are resources for people who were in abusive relationships.
Yeah.
The United Way can offer financial, right, health care, educational assistance. Sounds like she could benefit from group therapy, which would provide more support and resources beyond what you have generously given. The Center for Women and Families, mm-hmm, in Louisville might be able to provide some free counseling and educational groups.
Oh, so, great comment there, because like a lot of times, you know,
that's tangible advice.
Yeah, especially in our Facebook comments, man, we get a potpourri of stuff where it's like, you know what? Suck it up.
That's right. Kick her out. It's been a year.
You made your bed. You got to lie in it. You know?
Oh, I mean, that too. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Have you been in this situation? Because I don't think Jenna's situation is unique, but I would love to hear your story about how you navigated that with someone. 502-795-1997. And then were you able to recover the friendship afterwards? Like, how are things on the other end of it? That's kind of
moving forward.
Right.
Yes. How do you have to handle this in the most delicate way? Because again, like, you don't want the friend to feel like you're kicking her out, and that, you know, and being honest about how you've been feeling about the relationship. But at the same time, you know, you are entitled to
100%.
Your own feelings about it too.
Yep. All right. 502-795-1997. That's our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Man, when you try to do good and then that good just keeps getting tested and tested and tested, and now you're at wit's end, it's 99.7 DJX. That's where Jen is at with group therapy, where she's kind of in a tough spot because her friend was down and out and she was like, hey, you can come stay with me while you get your life together. Well, that was a year ago.
Yeah, 1 year, and she's kind of not showing any signs that, okay, I'm going to get on my own two feet and get back out there.
Yeah, we got a text from Kim who said, I hate confrontation, so I would probably just move out and let her have the place.
Same, but yeah, we can't do that.
Right. Rachel said, not exactly the same thing, but I had an employee who was sleeping in his car, so I paid for him to stay in a hotel for a couple weeks, save up to get an apartment. And he got 2 tattoos in the time that I gave him to get himself sorted. It kind of stinks when you try to help someone out and they take advantage of your generosity. I thought about letting him stay in my basement, but my fiance was like, nope. And I'm so glad he said that. So
many people are saying it's time to lay down a timetable.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just kind of say, maybe have her go to a place where she fills out some paperwork to determine what her skills and strengths would be, and then she would know what kind of job she could go after. That's what Craig suggested. And that's good. It's like, okay, let's help her find a direction. I think that's how you approach the conversation. Like, hey, all right, so let's figure out, you know, your next step. and what we think that you could excel at and what environment you can thrive in and that kind of thing.
We had a listener text
motivator
said, I had a friend live with us. It was supposed to be temporary, took much longer than expected, eventually had to set clear boundaries, offered to help with the budget, figure out what they could afford, all that, what you just said, and gave them a timeline of 3 more months, and then they got to move out. And so this person was there, like a good friend of her husband's, and so the relationship is fine now. They were also offering empathy because they knew it was scary. And so they, you know, he still comes by the house for dinner and does his laundry when he needs to and things like that. So it's never too late, even though, you know, hindsight 2020, maybe this timeline should have been set up before the person moved in.
Sure.
It's not too late.
Exactly. We got another text. I did the same thing. I didn't handle it properly, though. Basically, just started living in my upstairs and was in a bad mood all the time.
Aww.
My friend eventually moved out, saying, you know, my mood was toxic. The whole thing ruined a very long friendship, so don't do it that way.
Yeah, I was going to say that would stink, especially when, you know, and then all of a sudden you're feeling some sort of way because you're like, I'm the one who's letting you stay.
Right.
Like, what do you mean it's toxic?
Like, yes.
I mean, I get that. I get you feeling that sort of way there. So,
well, and as we had mentioned, Lauren had laid out some pretty good next steps as far as agencies to reach out to that might be able to help her start to stand on her own 2 feet. But I think the way we approach it is more of an inspirational kind of a tone, not like a, hey, you've been here too long, you need to get out now. So I think it's the right, you got to approach it the right way with empathy, with, you know, and to try to light a fire under her and just be like, hey, you can do this. Go out there, set the world on fire. Let's figure out how you can do that best. Like, what, you know, what are your interests? What are your strengths? Let's figure that out. And let's get you out there and do it together.
Or you could just do what my father-in-law does. My favorite line. Well, honey, let's go to bed so these nice people can leave.
That works at parties, but maybe not in this particular situation.
Oh, shoot. All right. Hey, I think there's some good stuff here. So
yeah, for sure. And yep. And maybe if you're in a situation where you're entertaining the thought of letting someone come stay, I think all the advice is pointing to make sure you set parameters clear from the start about how long that stay is going to be, so you don't get in this situation and then have to figure out, okay, how do we now gently get them out?
Yeah, so Jenna, it sounds like there's probably a little bit of work still to do on your end of helping sort budgets, jobs, applications, things like that. But this work now will probably help you in the long run just to regain your life back. So,
well, yeah, it's helping her develop the skills she doesn't yet have on her own.
All right, cool. Anything else? I think. Hey, keep us posted. By the way, we always ask that, but yeah, Jenna, keep us posted. Hopefully, you get some mindful advice there. That is group therapy. Those chance encounters that you have with someone, maybe it's just bad timing. You don't get a name or a number, but you felt that spark. So what do you?
Absolutely.
What do you do? How do you get back in touch with them?
You do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Shall I?
Yes, you shall.
Nice feet, but I've seen nicer.
What's the voice?
This is a woman for man. You'll see.
Okay.
Tuesday, I saw you at my favorite salon.
Oh.
You were the dainty-looking squirrel-faced man.
Okay.
Who was getting a pedicure.
Oh, nice.
I was a tall brunette going in for my weekly waxing. Yes, I said weekly.
Oh, goodness.
Normally, I don't see many men becoming professionally beautified by my salon, because it's not cheap. So your presence took me by surprise.
Got it. She's in a ritzy place.
At one point, you nervously walked by me and said, "So, those are your feet, huh?"
What a line.
Make sure you really let them get in there and go to town. You won't be sorry.
Okay.
Great advice. Courteously, I smiled at you, and you gave me a quaint American style thumbs up.
All right.
Look how humorous. You're an odd little man. But there's something about you that I find curious enough.
Oh.
So if you see this, please do reply with what color my toenails were painted so I know it's really you.
Ah, very good.
And please don't get too excited. I'm not saying anything will happen between us.
Okay.
Although if it did, it would be the highlight of your life.
Oh, I bet.
Yes. Write to me, dear Squirrel Man. Where do you keep your nuts?
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
I like that line, though.
I don't know what that means.
I like that line.
I feel like that could be a t-shirt, like a little squirrel sitting
where
there
do you keep your nuts?
Holding his nuts, and where do you keep your nuts? I mean, that could be fun, right?
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, man for woman, you want me?
Okay.
I saw you at McDonald's last night.
Okay, this is the opposite end of the spectrum from where we were at the Ritzy Salon.
Yeah, and okay. It's spelled M-A-K-D-O-N.
Even better.
It looks like you were on some lame date with some D-bag double knuckle.
Oh, wow.
FYI, you were way out of his league.
That's nice.
Kind of like the movie She's Out of Your League. But
okay.
I made it your instead of she.
Got it. Fun.
Which was an instant classic, by the way. I have it on Laserdisc.
Laserdisc? Okay.
The fact that he had to explain his joke.
It was a long explanation, yeah. Too.
While you were eating your quarter pounder, I was throwing you so much provocative eye contact. I'm surprised you're not pregnant by now.
What?
I don't know. Maybe you are.
That's not how that works, but cute.
I did a seductive hand signal and motioned for you to meet me out back.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure you understood it because I was waiting in the restroom and you never showed up.
Well, wait a second. The restroom's not out back.
I was going to say, I don't think.
I don't know if we blame her for that.
An employee ordered me to leave, but I told them to buzz off because I was waiting for my nose-ringed princess.
Nose-ringed princess, yeah.
Finally, two of the McDonald's staff forced me out.
Oh, dang.
You was nowhere to be seen.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, what happened indeed.
Ba-da-bop-bop-boo, I ain't loving it.
Did he really just do that? Played off the little jingle?
He dropped a little jingle on us.
Ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm not loving it.
I ain't loving it.
Wow.
All right,
thumbs
so
down.
Whether you're looking for the squirrel-faced pedicure man or the quarter-pounder-eaten nose-ringed princess. Yes. It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Good luck.
Yeah. we're going to play a fun little game that we have somehow managed to continue through this entire week called Finish the Lyric Justin Timberlake Edition. Let's introduce you to Stephanie calling us from Seymour. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Are you a super JT fan? Do you know all the words to all of his songs?
I do, except when nervous. Not a big NSYNC fan, but definitely.
Okay. Oh, Kelly, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, I did not see that coming. Oh, I was just a little dagger in the heart. Just a little bit.
Kelly, it's okay. Stephanie's a little nervous. She already admitted that to us, okay?
All right. It's fine. We're fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
All right. Stephanie's
I know,
got black hair with blonde highlights, drives a minivan, is an art teacher, and is ready to finish the lyrics. So, Stephanie, this is fun. Once Kelly catches her breath, We'll
I got it. We're good. I got
all
it.
All right. All right.
I got it.
So, Stephanie, I don't know if you were listening earlier this week, but we asked you to kindly forget one of the segments because the person didn't get it right, okay? And we were just going to
No, I missed it.
Oh, you know what?
She was about to waltz in with some sort of an advantage and missed it.
All right.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
All right. So, Stephanie, I'm going to give you the first line of the song. Bonus points if you can sing the next word or line of the song, okay?
Did you hear the English?
Yes, I know. Listen, she's like, why can't you just give me the tickets? Because, Stephanie.
Not music.
It's not what we're about. We're about shenanigans first.
All right. All right, you ready?
Okay.
All right. Should I do the one leftover first?
Yeah, start there. Because that's an easy one.
Yeah, sure, easy. Sip it from your cup till it runneth over.
Oh my God. I have.
Sip it from your cup till it runneth over, Kelly.
Say, That's Jay-Z part. Oh.
Oh my God.
That's okay. Did you say Holy Grail?
I did say Holy Grail.
Okay.
I heard it.
From your cup till it
runneth over. Holy Grail.
There it is. All right, great.
I mean, Jay-Z adds so much. Yes.
Yeah,
Jay-Z
I could tell.
Adds so much to that song. You could tell.
I could tell, Stephanie. I could tell.
Off to a great start.
All right, great start.
I actually really do.
Yeah, sure. I believe you, Stephanie. All right. Next one. You might have been hurt, babe.
Oh, gosh.
I know she's going to get this
one wrong. It's got to be me.
Right song, not the right line. You might have been hurt,
killing me here.
Babe.
That ain't no lie.
Kelly.
She's not going to get it.
Okay, we'll just repeat what Kelly just said.
Okay.
What'd you gotta
say? You wanna swing that by me again?
Oh my gosh! Stephanie! You might have been hurt, babe.
That ain't no lie.
It ain't no lie.
Might have been hurt, babe.
Another one of Stephanie's favorite songs. All right.
Yeah.
We're doing great. We're doing
great. Are
we
going to stay in the NSYNC lane? Because clearly that's going well.
All right. So, Stephanie, you're 2 for 2. Well done. Well
two
done.
2 for 2.
All right. Here we go. Next one. Can nobody love you like I love you?
Can nobody trust you like a... Oh, my God.
Can nobody love you like I love you?
I've got to have this song. I'm telling you. I'm no good at this.
No, this is another one of your favorite songs, Stephanie.
It's just that you just need to do a little bit more homework before the concert, maybe.
I know, but I am so...
Are you a good girl or are you a bad girl?
Oh, my God.
I mean...
Can nobody love you like I love you?
You're a good girl, and that's what makes you trust you.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done.
That was a banger. Can we just marinate in a sec and what a banger that was?
Man, Stephanie, good job. 3 for 3. We're not even going to go to the next one. You're a winner. Congratulations.
The positive spin.
All of those your favorite songs.
Yes.
Listen, Stephanie, we're not going to relay any of the messages we're getting sent to us via text, all right?
Not going to say it at all.
We're not going to. Because
it's
you know what?
Good. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. We're keeping things positive. We're keeping things light. It's all
exactly.
right.
Exactly. We're not talking about how Leanne says we're all screaming at the radio right now.
We're not talking about that.
My thing. If I had the music playing, I would have got them all. But that's the tricky part of the game.
You just have to deal with Ben singing it. Sure.
Yeah.
Blame me.
I know.
All right. Hey, Steph.
I'm blaming you.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right.
Don't
hey,
blame
Stephanie.
The player. Blame the game.
Thank you. Thanks for hanging out with the show this morning.
This is
and
great.
I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. We're going to just going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right.
And I just encourage you to take a little time to marinate in some NSYNC. Maybe just a little bit for research purposes.
It's your favorite song. It's your
I
favorite
feel like
song.
It's going to win you it's, over. Maybe you just didn't give it enough of a chance.
Right. That's probably what it was.
Thank
all right.
you.
Yeah, all right. Stephanie, hang on. All right.
Oh, are we going to do that tomorrow again?
Yeah, why not?
Everybody's
so successful at this game. Everybody loves the game. It's fine. Yes, Elizabeth, she says everyone blames Ben. That's the law. Yes, I get it.
That's the law.
I get it, right. It's my fault. It is. Anyways, we'll have more tickets tomorrow. And then we got something fun next week, still involving Justin Timberlake. So if you don't win tickets this week, don't worry. We've got a special thing for you next week to
Even
look forward to.
More special than this?
Yeah. Oh, coming up.
Put some jam on your toast.
Do you ever do that without putting butter first?
No, gotta put butter first. Butter first.
Yeah, you can't put jam naked on a piece of bread or toast.
I think that's against the law.
You know what I've started doing? I've started buttering a lot more things.
Really?
Yeah.
I just do a couple little sprays.
Oh, God, don't even start on the spray stuff, Kelly. I cannot.
I just did on my biscuit. I just had a and then a little
what
strawberry
jelly.
What do you
have against real butter?
I don't have time for it.
You don't have
time
for real butter?
Exactly. It saves me time. I just get out of the fridge and I'm done. I'm buttered. I'm ready to go.
If you have salted butter, just leave it on the counter. It's already room temperature and it's easy to
spread. I don't have time to grab a knife and do the things.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's a lot easier to just do It's tasty.
It's chemicals.
Tasty. Step into my world of convenience
Never.
And deliciousness.
Never. My God.
You're missing out.
Sometimes trust me, I'm not. No. All right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Sorry. That's on me. Sometimes I forget who I'm talking to when I ask you questions about that.
And I know that I'm not the only appreciator of spray butter. I know that there's other spray butter.
No, there are no other spray butter. You are the only person
keeping
the spray butter industry alive.
People are buying it and they have it in the stores because I'm not the only one buying it. I'm not the only one. Who else is going to admit it? Maybe other people aren't going to admit it out loud.
No.
I'm saying it out loud. I'm loud and proud about spray butter. I like it.
Sure. Okay. It's 99.7 EJX. Once again, jam. That's where we started. Jam.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Jam, J-A-M, is your winning word. All right, get that in. Tap win, WDJX.com. Coming up next, feel good story.
Stephanie likes spray butter.
Okay, Stephanie.
Elizabeth, spray butter? Kelly, why?
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that right now. Not today.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm being honest about this feel good that it's kind of going to wreck you.
Okay,
it's bittersweet, but it's amazing because it's global.
Okay.
It's going to wreck you, though. Sorry.
So it's a sad feel-good?
It's a sad, bittersweet, but a feel-good.
Okay, that is coming up next on 99.7 EJX. Feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
I am going to warn you, this one's going to kind of wreck you, but it is amazing, too. It surrounds a Texas 12-year-old. His name's DJ. He was just 6 years old when he was diagnosed with brain and spine cancer.
Oh, geez.
Which led to 13 surgeries since. So half his life, he's been fighting for his life. His dad said his son is in a daily fight for his life, and it's terminal. But he still loves dreaming about being a real police officer one day. So that's why hundreds of law enforcement departments and agencies around the country and even around the world have awarded him the opportunity to join them. In August, he traveled to Italy to be sworn in as part of their military force with law enforcement duty. His grand total of honorary swearing-ins is now 905.
Oh, wow.
After the latest in Birmingham, Alabama. WBRC6 was there, where he gave them a really amazing quote of the way he approaches every day.
What I say on a daily basis is believe in God, stay safe, stay positive, be kind to other people, pray for kids that have cancer, and don't be mean to people. Please be kind to other people. If somebody does something mean to you, just forgive them.
I mean,
good piece of advice.
Yeah, you really can't follow that up with anything else better to say. He's 12.
Yeah.
And after hearing everything he's facing and has been facing for half his life, that is how he still gets up every day.
There you go.
It's amazing stuff. So see the full story at WDJX.com.
I mean, we got to think Benson Boone's going to be up for some Grammys, right? It's 99.7 DJX. The Grammy nominations come out Friday. Grammy Awards, not till Sunday, February 2nd. And here's just a little small tier. The Recording Academy no longer going to provide complimentary tickets to the Grammy after party to the nominees.
Oh, no. Are they going to make them pay?
Yeah, because it's hosted by the Grammy Museum, and the proceeds from ticket sales fund music education initiatives. So it's goes to a good cause.
I mean, I understand that, and the nominees can probably afford it.
They can probably afford it. And, you know, even if the tickets are $1,000, it's probably like, all right, sure. You know, I was just nominated for a Grammy.
Well, and I have to think, too, if they ask him to perform, he's going to do some more flips on the stage. Which
I mean, that dude is fun to watch.
He is fun to watch. He's exciting to watch perform.
Yeah, Benson Boone. Sure. Fun to watch. So, yeah, I got to think that there are going to be some notable names in the nominations when they come out on Friday. And then, of course, Grammy Awards. Not till February. Hey, coming up, you know, we talk about relationships on the show quite a bit. Dating.
It is a cornerstone of the show. Sure, yeah, because it's relatable. Everybody has relationships.
Yeah, everybody has relationships. And everybody's experience is different. But yet the same.
Right.
I know, right?
It's very poetic.
It's very poetic. But what's funny is for as long as people have been dating each other, there have been people telling you how to do it and how to do it right.
And that's kind of fun. So let's dive into some old advice to see if it still stays true.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking stuff that involves cheese, pink underwear, roses, crying, all of that.
So we're getting specific.
Absolutely. And this advice dates back to the 30s, to the 1700s. I mean, we're going deep. Coming up on 99.7 DJX. As long as there have been people on this planet, there have been coupling, there's been dating, and there has been people telling others how to do it properly. So, here is a collection of historical tips on how to score that beautiful man or woman that you've got your eye on.
You find the right music?
Yeah.
Okay, that works. Are we going to go like 10 down to 1, or are we doing 1 to 10?
I mean, we're probably not going to do all 10. That's why I didn't say a number.
Oh, okay. But there are 10, and they're all pretty amazing.
Yeah, so we date back to 1938 with this one.
Mademoiselle Magazine.
Yes. Get your mom to send flowers to you.
Oh, okay.
Meaning before your date, and it seems redundant. Wouldn't your date bring you flowers?
Yes. A lot of times they did that typically, yes.
Listen, girl opens door, sees date, already has bunch of flowers on the table. Who gave those to her?
Did she see another guy?
Right.
Huh?
Surely he'll decide to make sure he brings his A game.
Right. To beat his non-existent rival.
A.K.A. mom.
Mm.
Yeah, so there you go.
So we're starting off with trickery?
Yes.
Great idea, Mademoiselle.
Also, same piece, Mademoiselle recommended women turn off their lights at night, even when they're home.
Oh.
That way, their suitors will think they're out on a date when in reality they're just sitting alone in darkness.
Okay. This is great to start off with.
That's what I'm saying.
They're onto something.
This is dating advice from the past where some of it may seem silly now to us.
Yeah, number two, be rich. Seems a bit unromantic. But money talks in dating. For the last couple hundred years, one of the most common bits of dating advice given to young bachelors is simply to have money.
Hey, all you gotta do?
Yeah, you don't need to be stinking filthy rich, but you better have enough dough to ensure the lady never has to pay for anything.
Yeah, all you have to do is be rich. That's
just
all,
be
guys.
Rich.
Yeah. What, you didn't win the marathon? Just run faster. That's all
right.
You gotta do.
Exactly. Here's another really good tip. Date women with big heads.
Yes.
The Marriage Guide for Young Men was written in 1883 by an American Methodist minister. In it, he gave multiple tips for young Victorian ladies and gents alike. For guys, he said they should look for women with large, bulbous heads.
Why is this?
Apparently, having a ginormous noggin indicates the lady is full of pluck.
What does that mean?
Well sexed.
Well sexed?
I guess, does that mean experience? Like the tires have been kicked? I don't understand.
The tires have been kicked. Wait a minute.
She got some miles on her?
Does the phrase well sexed
or full of pluck? That's really the one. Full of pluck. What does that mean?
Mean.
I feel like she's got mileage.
Wow. It's
are we on the right track? Is that what that means?
It's slang.
Okay.
It's slang.
All righty then.
All right, good.
Thank you, Minister George W. Hudson.
All right. We got to get to some that involve cheese on the way.
And underwear.
And underwear, and then crime. Okay?
Okay.
So more of dating tips from yesteryear coming up here in just a moment. We're trying to navigate life. You're trying to find that special someone. You're trying to date. You wonder why things aren't going so well for you. Maybe you're listening to the wrong advice. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX.
Maybe we should go back.
Yeah, so this is dating advice from the past. We've already taken a look at dating advice from the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
What about dating advice from the, like, World War I era?
Ooh.
So back in 1917, the good Dr. William Robinson's wrote the book Women, Her Sex and Love Life. The book was shockingly frank in its discussions, but it also revealed the secret, and that is wear expensive and pink underwear.
Oh, that's all it takes?
That's all it takes.
And then you're going to find everlasting love.
Everlasting love.
In 1917, that's what we
1917,
we
wear pink and expensive underwear, which, by the way, back then, maybe pink underwear wasn't as common as it is today.
Maybe.
Maybe it was all just white and black back then.
Yes.
And it was rare to get colors. So maybe the pink showed off a little bit more of your flirty side, ladies.
Okay. Now, listen, we already went back to 1883, thanks to Minister George W. Hudson, who suggested you date women with big heads and learned a new phrase as to why. There is some more advice from Minister Hudson. Don't marry into a criminal family. Now, this was in the same book that advised men to look for bulbous-headed women.
Right, because they're well-sexed and full of pluck.
Exactly. Don't marry a criminal's relative.
Okay.
After all, when the cops inevitably show up at your home asking where the fugitive is, your dearest may prove unwilling to cooperate with the police, and will certainly put a strain on your relationship.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Now, this is based on Hudson's own experience.
See, better. This is great because it's real life advice.
Exactly. Don't
real
learn
life.
You need to learn from his mistakes.
Advice. Listen, this is dating advice from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Does it apply to today? Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Another piece of advice. If you are not getting the attention you want, then go cry alone in a corner.
Who wrote this advice? Who wrote this advice?
Dave McHunk.
His name's McHunk?
Yep. If your partner doesn't respond, it's time to bring out the big guns and go get a sunburn.
Oh.
Or tell your partner, single men are twice as likely to die as married ones.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's from the 1958 article in McCall's magazine, 129 Ways to Get a Husband. That sounds legit, right?
And now, honorable mention, give her cheese.
Give her cheese.
Yeah, it's been making rounds as a popular meme, but it's a line from a book that reads, "You may fascinate a woman by giving her a piece of cheese.
A piece of cheese.
Now listen, this is from a book from 1971.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily dating advice per se.
Mm.
It's part of a spell from the complete book of magic and witchcraft.
Oh, that'll work.
So, randomly handing a woman a chunk of cheese will probably get her attention.
It's like a love potion, almost.
Maybe. And I know that there are several cheese lovers.
Yeah.
But these are all great starting points.
Okay, and
love.
Also just a couple more. We'll hit it and quit it. This is from medieval times. Joust in a tournament,
sure,
and win. I mean, that's obviously the key factor there. You got to win that one too. And then finally, the final piece of advice: just don't fall in love. Just don't. I mean, all this advice is how to fall in love, and then they end with just don't fall in love.
Don't fall in love because they want you to court when you're young.
Exactly.
Don't fall in love. Keep your heart open for the right one when you get older and it's time.
Well, this is according to the 1793 book, The Young Lady's Pocket Library.
There you go.
If you find yourself falling in love, terminate your courtship immediately. Immediately. And never see him again.
All right. Hopefully you've taken notes. Hopefully it works for you. Godspeed.
Oh,
that is love advice, dating advice from yesteryear.
Wear pink underwear and give her cheese.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
99.7 DJX Feel Good. Every hour, we give you feel-good stories that just let you know that, hey, good happens in the world.
There are some really sweet kids in Detroit. They were out trick-or-treating Halloween night. This woman put up a sign at her house letting the kids know she wasn't handing out candy because her special needs son had to go to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
But some apparently thought it meant her son wasn't getting candy. Mm-hmm. So these kids pitched in to help him out and started dumping buckets of their own candy on her doorstep.
Wow.
The homeowner, Amy, talked to XYZ TV about this sweet act of kindness.
I left a note just saying that my son was in the hospital. We don't have any candy. Sorry. Ton and tons of kids are dumping baskets of candy out for my son. It's just amazing of what the parents have raised these kids to be. It was just so thoughtful going beyond that extra mile for somebody.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course, that was caught on her doorbell camera, so you can see these kids doing it, and it's just, again, such a sweet example, and yeah, their moms and dads doing something right.
Yeah, hopefully no one rolled in after they left and took their candy.
Well, yes, but you know, a lot of, as she said, tons and tons of kids were doing this. It wasn't just a couple.
Okay, so yeah. So more kids were reading after the fact.
Exactly. So you can see the full story in that video at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. All right. It is time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which you would describe as?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is involving poor 71-year-old William who caught in the crosshairs here. But if you can manage to make it through the day without hitting a bicyclist named William when you're in an ambulance, tossing him in the back, taking him to the hospital, then shoving him with the thousands of dollars of bills, you're doing okay.
What just happened? So wait, the ambulance was not in use at the time, so they had the room for William, or did they just add him to the patient they were already transporting? What's happening? Paint the picture.
That I don't know. But an ambulance crashed into William riding his bike while turning into his path. The ambulance stopped, scooped William up, rushed him to the hospital, then later billed him for the $1,800 ride.
That's not right. Yep. You need to eat that one, then, ambulance company.
Then he's racking up the $47,000 in medical expenses.
Oh, gosh.
And expects another $50,000 of medical costs in the future.
Oh, wow. He must have been significantly injured.
Well, William, he broke his nose, got scraped and bruised up, and he says he also suffered decreased range of motion and some other injuries. So he does have lawyers looking into this.
He probably should.
Yep. And they're trying to, they filed a lawsuit against the ambulance provider. And they're trying to get some justice for William.
I mean, if you're going to get hit by a car. Is it a little lucky that they're able to just put you inside and run you to the hospital? Because like, that's what they do.
Our bad. Here, hop in. There's room. Hop in.
Then not accepting responsibility for it. Not great.
Yeah, not great. If I were the ambulance company, I mean, I would have probably said, yeah, kind of our fault. We're going to go ahead and let this one slide.
Right, and we'll cover your bills.
I mean, because, well, that's why the lawyers are jumping in. So, yes. So hopefully there will be a better outcome for William than this setting the bar story. So,
oh, dang.
Yeah, again.
And this actually happened a couple of years ago.
Right. So, yeah, they're still working on it. Yep. So if you can manage to make it through the day without hitting poor William on a bicycle when you're in an ambulance.
Yeah.
Then
he's
sticking
just a
71-year-old
on a bike ride.
Yep. Then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. And maybe you don't feel great today. Maybe you're not having a good day. But you know what? Rest assured, after hearing some of these people's days, you might feel better.
Okay. That's great.
Yes. F my life. Coming up next on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah.
Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. Maybe your day in... off to a great start. Maybe you have some things coming up later in the day that you're just like not looking forward to. Maybe the past few days, the week haven't been your cup of tea. But guess what? That's when we turn to the internet, a little website called F My Life, and see people who are struggling even worse than you may be. Like, for example, today, my dad on the couch, I sat down next to him as I was reading a text message. I saw my dad's fat stomach sticking out, so I just decided to pat it. After the first two pats, I realized I was patting in the wrong place.
Where were you patting?
I was patting the family jewels.
Oh, gosh! That's awkward.
Yeah.
That is awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. Today, I was nice to my son's friend. He's 27 and needs to get a life.
Oh.
So now he won't stop texting me and flirting. I will have to escort him back, not just to the friend zone, but to the I'm twice your age and your friend's mom zone.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's also awkward.
Wait. Is that an F My Life or is that a, well, good for you, cougar?
Compliment you're a cougar, right?
Yeah, compliment you're a cougar. I relate way to this one. This is F My Life. Today, backed into an expensive SUV. Only minutes after my boss congratulated me for being the only employee not to wreck a company car.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yep. Yep. Oh, that's
goodness
rough.
Goodness gracious. That is a little rough.
We'll get to a couple more here.
Okay. Today, my clueless British boss booked me on a 6-hour Greyhound bus trip for work. He doesn't know what happens on American buses, the endless delays and stops. The drugs, the sharts.
The sharts.
What?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what happens on American buses either.
I was going to say, it's different than overseas, that's for sure.
Okay.
All right, last one. Today, my brother asked if he could borrow my razor. Since he recently hit puberty, wanted to have a shave.
Sure.
I decided, hey, I'm going to be nice and let him.
Yeah.
When he returned it a half an hour later, I couldn't help but notice his facial hair was untouched.
Oh, where did he use the razor?
What were you shaving, sir?
Oh, gosh!
That's my life. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we get another one. We get a new one.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're done with that razor.
Yep.
That razor's done. That's
seen
it. It's had its run. It is.
Bye-bye.
Time to go.
Or you just gift that to your brother. This is yours.
You know what?
Now.
That is yours. Congrats.
That is yours. You can
that
keep
is
that.
Yours. Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's some F My Life. And hopefully those people having worse days than you on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the podcast, you can always catch up. Sorry, if you missed anything from the show, you can catch up on the podcast. WDJX.com. Tap listen. Just like our listener for group therapy, Jenna. She doesn't catch the show in real time anymore because her job changed and was like, I love the fact that I can go back and listen to the show on the podcast. And I do that every day.
Yeah, a lot of people like listen to it on their way home. That's when they have the time, or if they've got a long commute later, they can catch up.
And she was worried about ruining a friendship because she had invited her friend into her house when she fell on hard times and was like, hey, it's cool. You can stay with me. That's fine. That was a year ago, and the friend hasn't left yet, and she's like, gah!
Yeah, the friendship's kind of getting ruined for me. How do I gently handle this? Because, yeah, she's telling me every day, you're the only thing I have. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Right. Kind of laying that sort of guilt trip on her.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, I couldn't do this without you. Whatever, yeah, blah, blah,
some
blah.
Solid advice from people. Like, actually, like steps to take that she can, in the way that she can approach it. It's some good stuff.
Yeah, some good stuff for sure. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have more tickets for Justin Timberlake. And just as like a little preview, we are going to have a fun thing next week involving Justin Timberlake as well. So,
should people be brushing up on their knowledge of Justin Timberlake?
I mean,
lyrics? We're
this far down the wormhole of finish the line Justin Timberlake style. We might
Can't
as well
stop,
close
stop.
Out the week on it, right?
Can't stop, won't stop.
I mean, the stink part for you, meaning the person trying to win these tickets, we've already done all the easy ones.
There is one more I feel like we haven't done yet.
Well, there are a lot more that we haven't done yet, and we're going to have to dig into the depths of Justin Timberlake library and figure out which ones they are.
Okay.
And it could include, yes, some NSYNC, so just keep that in mind as well. All right.
You better be a fan of NSYNC, too.
Yeah. Who was it? Stephanie? She was...
She put a dagger through my heart at the
beginning
of the game.
She literally did. She was like, yeah, I love Justin Timberlake, not a big fan of NSYNC.
You're going to come into our house and say that?
Yeah. Know how to cut a girl, don't you? All right. So, yeah, all that still to come on the show. Wet Nose Wednesday coming up a little later on this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll be watching the Facebooks at 997 DJX.
All right. Good deal. And then you can learn all about Draco. Well, that's fun.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, good. It's like a 30 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
All right. So all that on the way. Anything else, Kelly?
That's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.